The Dave Smith Youth Treatment Center, DSYTC, broke ground on the construction of its new facility on June 22 in Carp, Ontario. The new facility will support Ontario youth aged 13 to 21 who are struggling with mental health and substance use issues. The Dave Smith Youth Treatment Center will ensure children and youth have a place to turn when they need help, said Member of Provincial Parliament for Kanata Carlton Merrily Fullerton. The center provides hope for the families and the resources and support that recovering youth need to live full, healthy lives. At the groundbreaking ceremony, the DSYTC launched its Village of Hope campaign to raise the remaining $4 million in donations from the community that it needs. The center has already raised $16 million from donors and government funding, and is expected to open its doors in the fall of 2023. COVID-19 has had an enormous impact on the lives of young people, added Cindy Manor, Senior Director of Philanthropy with the DSYTC. We know they are struggling. Their families are looking for hope. The new facility is going to give us the means to help more kids, more quickly. We're asking everyone to contribute to our Village of Hope campaign and become part of this incredibly caring community. Manor's son, Hunter Knight, told the Sam LaPrade Show on Thursday, June 23, that he credits the treatment center for saving his life. Knight fell into addiction and struggled with mental health after suffering a concussion from playing hockey. I sought help, said Knight. I had the support of May family members and was able to turn my life around and get my life back on track. The new facility will bring all staff and clients together under one roof and will aim to enable a better delivery of enhanced programs and services. It will also help allow expanded treatment capacity by 25% and reduced wait times. It's far more than just a building. It's a place where young people who are scared and traumatized will call home for months at a time as they work to heal, learn and recover, said Mike Beauchene, executive director of the DSYTC. The expansion of beds will lead to reduced wait times, and this is going to make a significant difference for youth and families who are looking for help. More information about the DSYTC and how to contribute to the Village of Hope campaign can be found on the center's website. Listen to the full interview with Cindy Manor and Hunter Knight below.